SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me on NITV Radio to talk about House of the Heart, a celebration of the Lunar New Year, is Ngarama woman and jazz singer Lois Olney and star guitarist Dave Johnson. Welcome to NITV Radio, Lois and Dave.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. Just you having made an effort to join us at the studios today, a rainy day in Melbourne. You come from a warmer place.
At the Pilbara.
And you still made an effort to really join us in the studio, which is fantastic.
It's our pleasure.
Now, tell us about this show. It's one other show put together by Moira Finucane and Smith. Celebrating the Lunar New Year, it's just a...
Yeah, well, it's a really beautiful show that tries to encapsulate so many big ideas, but the main idea is, what is the House of the Heart for us as the performers, but also what it is for the audience?
The audience, yes.
So it sort of explores all those, and there's a lot of stories in there, because the House of the Heart seems slightly different for everyone, but it really usually entails... love and belonging and feeling connected.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of artists from Chinese background and First Nations Australians. I can name a few of them: Paul Cordero, Zeta Odeng, the Muirs, and of course Lois Olney, among others. I can't just go through the whole list. I've got the whole list here, but it's a long one. Lois, last time we saw you doing one of Moira's events, you really mesmerized us. What's to accept this time around?
Moira has been my closest friend from childhood, and we actually went to school together, high school together, and became very close friends then, and we've been friends ever since. So whenever Moira and Jackie put on a show, they often... somehow include me and Dave in the music aspect of it, depending what sort of theme the show is about. I'm always very open to come to the party for Moira and Jackie, because they always put such a brilliant show on. It's often heartfelt.
Very crazy party. People really enjoy themselves. Most of the time, people couldn't just stay seated. They were just there taking part in the performances.
Even the audience is part of the show as well, because they have such a kinship with Moira's performances. They're quite unusual.
And this one, I mean, it's quite an emotional show. As a lot of the shows that Moira puts together, they have a big emotive content, and this one is... especially so, sort of...
home is where the heart is.
Yeah. Mm. So, and that, I think some of Lois' songs just seem to fit in there so beautifully.
And yours, Dave.
And mine,
yeah. And yours, yeah.
And you'll be playing the guitar for all the sets? You'll be playing all night long, Dave?
Or? I'm not playing all night long, but I'm playing with Lois, and I'm playing a little bit with Sophie.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I do one of my songs towards the end.
Because you came with a guitar, maybe it's time to get you to sing one of your songs for us.
Certainly. It sounds so good.
Wow. I wish I could play guitar.
The J45.
I've tried, but I can never get to that level.
Three clumsy chords myself.
You feel so tired, with its clamoring crowds and endless roar.
Beautiful. Now, what's the story behind this song?
I wrote the song about my father. I was stolen generation and went looking for my daddy, and I found him very unwell in Royal Perth Hospital, and he's no longer with us anymore. But I sprung it on him that he was my father, and I only met him 8 times before he passed, and I got to meet my brothers and family, extended family there from Wiluna and Geraldton and Meekatharra. This is on my father's side, the Yamiji side. And so I got to experience the family on my dad's side, even though I didn't grow up with them. But I ended up being the eldest because I wrote the song. I lost the 2 brothers, deaths in custody, and which is so heartbreaking. And my father, it just ripped my father's heart apart. And so I wrote this song in order to heal and give a bit of balance in losing someone. And so this was the only way that I could heal my heart, was to write a song and vocalise it. And it has sort of mended my heart, but I still long to feel my brothers and hug them and all the things that family means to people.
And all these emotions come through this song.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. I could feel it even now. The tone, the rhythm, everything's just, it penetrates your body.
It's Dave's guitar playing, I'm sure.
And the voice.
And the motiveness.
It's a very powerful song. And also the themes you talk about in this song, stolen generations, deaths in custody.
Well, what would you... The political aspect, we try and touch on it briefly, but not to encroach on people's values on their... But with through music that heals the heart, and so
yeah, and I think a really important thing is listening. You know, I think we're so good at talking all the time and not really listening. And I think this is an opportunity to really listen to what some of the people
and their
indigenous people
in
this country want to say, and it's an opportunity. So hopefully we really take that.
And now the show has started yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
How was the reaction of the public? How did you feel the crowd this time around? Because this time with a Chinese theme...
Feeling very lucky because it's the Chinese New Year.
And we're sort of surrounded by this enormous Chinese dragon, which is it's just a beautiful thing to look at. So beautiful. And it's supposed to bring luck, so we are feeling incredibly lucky.
Aren't we?
Just being in its presence.
Mm.
And the audience-wise, they were great last night.
Very intimate, 40.
It's a very intimate show. It's sort of 44 tickets.
Audience, yes.
Yeah. Per night?
Yeah, that's the opening night, but it'll just grow bigger and bigger and bigger as always.
So you haven't missed the show, Bernard?
I missed it because I was working on another program. That's the crazy part of us here in the media. We don't have any regular hours, any time of the day. So.
But there's always tonight's performance.
No, I'll definitely turn up.
Okay.
I'll turn up get to experience the craziness of the shows, the joy, the happiness, and...
The variety.
The variety as well.
Yeah, that's what makes the shows. Yeah. That the Moira and Jackie carefully get the artists to put their all in. And some of the moments are just that magical that it just sweeps you away. And I get very emotional listening to their stories because it strikes a chord with me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Lois, you sung with some of the greatest, including a great one, a great song man who left us last year, Archie Roach.
Yes, my
uncle. He's a survivor of the Stolen Generation as well.
Yes.
And there was an apology to him by the state government. The premier was there and issued an apology, which was unexpected, but at the same time you feel, well, the apology comes after the passing of the person.
Well, unfortunately, this is part of the sign of the times.
Yeah.
When you're not appreciated while you're alive, or not really taken seriously, or there's some sort of conduct in order that people forget the artistry of a person. And then it's only when they've left that you do really appreciate the gifts that they have brought to music and the music world and to the industry for Indigenous artists as well. That's what Uncle portrayed and set a foreground for other artists that are going to come to not fill his spot, but to emulate the depth of his feelings.
And the message that he passed on.
And the messages that he passed on.
Yeah. What's next after the Lunar New Year? Because this is just the beginning of the year for all of us.
We will head back to Western Australia, back to Fremantle.
Mm-hmm.
We're
doing a gig with Natalie Gillespie, aren't we?
Yeah, when we get back there, we've got a few shows. In the meantime, we're enjoying the Melbourne weather.
We're happy to come back to Melbourne.
And we're always happy to come back.
And do musical events, yes.
Mm. Though it's colder than what you experience, what you live there.
I'm a human chalk wedge. As soon as I get out in the cold. Last time we came for Moira and Jackie's show, it was that cold. It was 1 degree at 9 o'clock in the morning. I could not believe it. I'm from the Pilbara, and it's like 39 in the shade. As we speak right now.
Yeah, I remember when you came, it was just in the middle of winter, and Moira's event is one of actually the highlights of winter time in Melbourne.
But it's great to be here.
Now, are there any more tickets left for people who haven't yet secured their spot?
Tickets-wise, you can get them, get tickets for the show through Finucane and Smith's website,
online.
And also the Chinese Museum. There's a link to the ticketing up there. It is a great show.
I was overwhelmed. I was in tears. They had to hand me a box of tissues because I turned into a mess, a soggy mess, because it was just mesmerizing, all the different stories and the input from the other artists, and the it's just magic, isn't it?
It is magic.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one of the oldest performers, 88-year-old, I think.
Shirley. Oh, well, she's the artist of all artists. I can vouch for her. She is just a lady of the arts.
Yeah, yeah.
So full of energy in, after her 80s. It's just unbelievable.
And still when she comes on stage, she just lights up the room.
Yeah. At 88. She glowed. I would love to be doing that when I'm 88.
She glowed. I hope I glow when I'm 88. But yeah.
She does.
She did. And she blew us away. We gave her a standing ovation because she's such an angel.
Lois and Dave, before I let you go, just a parting word or any message you'd like to put out there?
I'd love to say hello to my Pilbara family, and I love you all. Keep warm and send some sunshine over this way, and to my beloved son, who I call Sunshine. I love you very much, son.
Yeah, well, we're running the show for the next 2 weeks, from Thursday to the Sundays. Usually the show starts around about 7:30. It's a great show, so we would love for you to come along.
Yes, please.
Please join us.
The more the merrier.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.